Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get it. Here's our video.
It may brighten your day if you take a few minutes and check out the lip sync challenge started earlier this summer. Some say it's the kinder, gentler side of law enforcement, but hey, that's okay. Honolulu's finest jumped in this week, spreading a little aloha with some help from the Manao brothers. Don Famuina is often on overnight beat patrol. He's an officer in downtown, but for the last few months, he's been wearing a producer cap, spearheading a project to showcase the talents of the Honolulu Police Department. He recalled watching the first challenge video issued by police officers out of Virginia.
It was Norfolk's PD. I think they did Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk.
Yes.
That was the first lip sync challenge that I saw, and I thought that was really, really awesome. I enjoyed their video. And then I saw Seattle PD's video, which kind of just took it over the top. And so that, you know, after seeing those, I said to myself, like, man, we got to do something. We got to do something for HPD. And so I started to come up with different concepts. And I was away at the time in San Diego for a union conference. And I actually reached out. I called the fourth floor of our HPD main station, spoke to the our secretary, and I said, hey, I'm going to throw this out. And this might sound really, really crazy, but usually that's where all the awesome and great ideas come out from, just taking a chance. Just a, you know, simple beat cop that works in the downtown area at midnight, and just took this chance on, you know, pitching this to our awesome chief, Ballard. And yeah, before you know it, there's like, great, you know, we will set up a meeting. And it was, you know, they just said, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because we were just watching a few of these lip sync battles, and we said to ourselves, oh, I wonder if we would do one. That would be pretty cool. And they didn't think about it. And then when I called, they're like, this might be the answer to what we were thinking about. And so I came back. When I got back the very next day, they set the meeting up, and I met with Chief Ballard and Chief McCarthy.
Well, good for you for, you know, just jumping in there and playing producer.
Yeah, it was so crazy, and it was so funny, because when I sat there, and it's not every day, you know, somebody like me, just a beat officer, gets a chance to sit down and talk story with the chief. And she was so inviting, and made the you know, just the time where we sat down and talked stories, so open, and it was so easy to talk to her and Chief McCarthy. And in the middle of me pitching this concept, she was like, okay, stop. I love it. I love the idea. Let's do it. Don, you take the lead, and whatever resources we can allow you to use, you know, let's have you, you know, get this moving. And I think it'll be a great recruitment tool, as well as a morale booster for the men and women of the department, as well as the community. And that was really the whole idea of why I wanted to do it, you know, and to show the community the humanistic side of our officers and our civilians, and say, hey, look, you know, we go to work, but really when we get home, you know, we're called mom and dad and auntie and uncle, you know, and all these different other roles that we play at home.
It was a great way to be able to showcase everybody's talents. I tell you, from the fire dancer to the break dancers to the folks doing hula, just precious.
Yeah, and it was funny, because when I brought up the concept, you know, I think we should have fire knife dancers, and her eyes grew big. She was like, okay, fire knife dancers? I said, I said, Chief, there's so much talent out there in the department, our sworn officers as well as our civilians. And I think what greater way to showcase them and to show the community and the world, you know, just what HPD is all about. But really, the whole premise was to just share our aloha with everyone that we come in contact, near or far.
Is there any one moment during all of this that you remember that just stands out?
You know, it was that first shoot that you see in the video, where the music actually starts, when we have our officer, Barbara Delaforce, come out of the Waikiki substation, and she started to sing when we were filming it. And as soon as she started coming out and watching the faces of the tourists and those that were participating in the video, started smiling and cheering, like I got really, really emotional. just thinking about, if I feel like this, I could imagine what everyone will feel after we put this video together, you know, and just having that right intention. And I think everybody felt that as we were shooting at the various different locations. But yeah, I think in that beginning part of the shoot, that's kind of where I said to myself, I was like, wow, this is actually happening. And this is going to be something really, really special for everyone.
And that was HPD's patrol officer, Don Famuina. We challenge you to watch the clips online. You can't really help but smile. The HPD website has gotten more than 200,000 hits since its release yesterday. You can also find it on YouTube on its way to going viral. Hana ho to all involved.